This is HealthWise Radio. Herbal remedies, vitamins, and supplements. Diet, fitness, heart health, and more. Brought to you by HealthWise in the Seaway Mall, Welland. Now here's your host, Julie Beaver.
Good morning and welcome to our show today. Welcome to the new time for the HealthWise show. We're now noon on Saturday. Thanks for all of you who have followed us to the new time and welcome to any of our new listeners. On our show, we're going to be talking about magnificent magnesium, one of the most popular supplements in health food store shelves. HealthWise is open. Seaway Mall is open again. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5 and Sunday 11 to 5. Still offering curbside pickup, and you can shop online if you're still nervous to come back into retail locations. Talking with my friend Leanne Tomlinson from NACA today, and I mentioned we're going to be talking about magnesium. Good morning, Leanne.
Good morning, Julie. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, I love having you on. I find you so easy to talk to.
Thank you. Right back at you.
And this is one of my favorite topics because I don't know about you, but for me, without taking this supplement, there's things that always go wrong in my body.
It affects so many things. It's one of my top three. We talked about one of my other favorites, vitamin D, the last time, and magnesium is number two.
Okay. So, Leanne, for any new listeners or for folks who, they didn't pay attention in science class or health class so much, what exactly is magnesium?
Magnesium is simply a mineral in our body. So we talk about vitamins and minerals. It's a very abundant mineral in our body. And why it's so important is it's needed for overall health. It affects our whole body in multiple systems from head to toe.
Okay. And boy, we can feel it in the midsection, the legs often, can't we?
That is the most common complaint and what most people have kind of become to know magnesium for, but it affects so much more than that.
Mm-hmm. And we'll get into a lot of that. Now, Leanne, are most of us getting enough magnesium in our diet? I tried to find some of the Canadian numbers, and I found the U.S. numbers are 68% deficiency in adults.
Yeah, which is huge. And unfortunately, those numbers are usually conservative. Over the past just 20 years, that's not very long, we used to get approximately 500 milligrams of magnesium just from our diet. And that's an average. That's not healthy people. That's not people eating organic whole foods. That's just the average North American. Mm-hmm. 20 years later, we get about 200 milligrams. So less than half in just 20 years.
Okay. And this is because of sometimes poor diet choices, but sometimes it's not even within our control. It's just poor growing processes, right?
Absolutely. Even when we're trying hard to eat the right things, our soil has become deficient of magnesium and also overprocessing of foods. Mm-hmm. We talk about whole grains and people think, well, I eat lots of grains. But during certain processes, the way we make pastas or breads out of it, it actually depletes the magnesium out of the product that was once good.
Okay. And this is a thing that we're getting into a lot of bad habits. We're over-processing a lot of our foods. And we're over kind of sugaring a lot of our foods.
Yeah. The best advice I got years and years ago was shopping the outside of a grocery store. Or you can shop mm-hmm. the whole inside of HealthWise.
Yeah. I do have treats here. I've got to be honest with you. I walk by the little cookie section on a regular basis and have to say, have some nuts instead.
Everything in moderation. I always go by that 80-20 rule. Do it right 80% of the time. We're not perfect and we shouldn't be.
That's, you know what? That's absolutely fabulous. And people will often ask me how long my supplements last. And I say, well, it should last a month, but it tends to last me about 40 days because I take them 80% of the time and I tend to forget 10 to 20%. So we're not perfect.
Exactly. And that's okay because if we say, oh, I only took it 6 out of 7 days and stopped, zero supplements will not help us at all. 6 out of 7, 5 out of 7 help a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, Leanne, we have often talked about magnesium for relaxation, and I mentioned the legs there, so we'll talk about that too. Does this really help for relaxing?
It really does. And there's a couple of reasons behind that. I mean, the most obvious is what we think of if you have restless legs and you can't settle down at night. The magnesium actually plays a huge role in how our muscles contract and relax. So that mm-hmm. magnesium will help that muscle relax. But beyond that, it actually helps the mental and nerve side of how we relax. So it's not just talking about relaxing the muscle, but helping us from our brain down, helping us to relax and calm our anxieties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny because low magnesium has been linked to so many different diseases, but low magnesium, it is linked to damaged nerve cells in general. So we just need to keep that that mineral in check. And I often find people are told to take mega doses of calcium, but what about the magnesium?
That's it's so important, and you made a great point. The magnesium plays a role in so many things. It actually helps the synthesis of DNA and RNA, and it transports the calcium, which you were just talking about, and mm-hmm. potassium across the cell membrane. So without the magnesium, all of that calcium can't be utilized. And that's the important part that affects the nerve impulses, the way your muscles contract, and also your normal heart rhythm.
Okay. And yeah, because unfortunately with our diets, with lots of pizza and lots of cheese and, you know, we tend to get all of this calcium, and the magnesium falls even more into a deficient state, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's much harder to get naturally from our diet in large amounts now.
Mm-hmm. So it does help with relaxation. And what does it do? How does it help in the relaxation of our body?
Well, I know you started to talk about how many things it supports in our body. Magnesium's involved in over 300 enzymatic processes in our body. And mm-hmm. that's, again, on the conservative side. It's looking now like it's closer to 600 enzymatic processes.
Yeah.
That's a lot of things that are going on in our body. So when I talked about beyond the muscle relaxation, it actually helps with nerve function in the brain, how our body responds to anxiety and stress. So it's like I said, it's the top-down effect. It's not just the muscles. It starts in our brain, and magnesium mm-hmm. has a role in all of those things.
Okay. And what are some of other things that would surprise us that magnesium would be required? Because we often hear, and people often hear about the muscles and the leg cramps and the relaxation, but what else does magnesium affect?
That's a good question, because when I try to tell people everything that magnesium does that it can help, they're like, how can it help all of those things?
Mm-hmm.
and it really does, because of those 600 different processes that it's required for. I find when I talk about anxiety and depression that people are surprised that magnesium plays a role, but it plays a huge role in hormones. So whether that's menopause or sleep hormones or anxiety hormone levels, it affects all of hormones. It affects headaches. Again, a lot of people suffer from headaches or migraines.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the most surprising is actually it plays a role in glycolysis, how we handle sugar. So it plays a big role in diabetes, type 2 diabetes.
Okay. So some of the big health concerns affecting a lot of people out there.
Yeah. I mean, supported by studies, the huge risks of a depletion of magnesium over time. Things like hypertension and cardiovascular disease, type mm-hmm. 2 diabetes, I mentioned, osteoporosis, we talked about its role in calcium, but it plays a huge role in how our bones are built.
Mm-hmm. And this one, it was surprising me. I had heard, we talk about the relaxation side of it all the time, but our body needs it to actually manufacture energy as well, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Isn't that interesting that it plays both sides? You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
The production of energy happens, the way we process glycogen I talked about, well, we process that into how we create energy, and plays a huge role in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so amazing. That's why we like to call it magnificent magnesium. If you're just tuning into the show, it's the HealthWise Show. HealthWise Show is on every Saturday at noon. Thanks for joining us. Today we've been talking about magnesium. We talk about some of the things it's good for, and are we getting enough? Well, most of us are not. And now we're going to talk about forms, because there's a lot on the shelves, isn't there, Leanne?
Yes, and it does get confusing. I'm going to try to make it as simple as possible.
I love it, because my staff, when you talked to them about magnesium, you were so informative, and they really found it simple and easy to understand the way that you laid it out. So how does magnesium change forms? Because we see magnesium with things like citrate, bisglycinate, carbonate, gluconate. I could go on and on. So how does it start and how does it change forms?
That's a perfect question. So if you think of it simply, it's all magnesium. Mm-hmm. And what we do is we wrap it in something on the outside that the body wants to absorb into its cells. So the idea is to put the magnesium in a form that we can actually absorb it. So the second word is simply that second product. The magnesium is all the same, and then we wrap it in something that the body wants to take in.
Okay.
So it started off, most people were familiar with oxides and carbonates. And those were our first introduction into magnesiums, and they're not as well absorbed.
And oh, do we notice when we took that, didn't we?
It has the side effect of loosening the bowel a little bit, so it can definitely cause diarrhea quite quickly before you could actually take as much magnesium as you'd like.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that's one warning, and that's okay, because then you know you've taken too much. That does not, however, mean that you can't take magnesium. And unfortunately, a lot of people thought that, oh, I tried magnesium, I can't. It upsets my stomach. Mm-hmm. It's just the form that's upsetting your stomach, not the actual magnesium. It is a natural muscle relaxant and will relax the bowel, but different forms will do that less and less. Yeah, so bisglycinate is my favorite form.
And that's my favorite form. I often talk about this and mention it. So why would we want the form magnesium bisglycinate?
It is the most absorbable, so one we're going to utilize the magnesium the best, and it has the least effect on relaxing the bowel. So you can actually take enough magnesium to help all the other issues we were talking about without causing diarrhea or stomach upset.
Okay. And what is this bisglycinate business? What does this mean?
That, in a simple form, all it is the BI part at the beginning is 2, and glycinate is 2 glycine molecules. That's really at its simplest form. That's what it is.
Okay. So this bisglycinate, this is the form that is going to help us, and this is a form that most people we find looking for in the health food stores. But there are other common forms. And another common form that we see is magnesium citrate. So what is this form and what is this best used for?
Citrate is most commonly used for constipation. It is a fantastic, again, it relaxes the bowel, so it will cause loose stool. It's often used in powder forms that people use before bed to calm and relax and restless leg syndrome, things like that.
Okay.
Bisglycinate still works better for those things. However, I always say if it's not broken, don't fix it. If that's working for you, and some people really enjoy that effect of helping loosen the stool a little bit. Mm-hmm. So that's its most common use.
Okay. And like you said, if it's not broken, and you're doing really good on it, you can stay with it, because there are some people, I know some of my friends in the ketogenic diet find the mag citrate keeps the bowels moving a little bit better for them.
Exactly. And it's a safe way to do that as well without taking a harsh laxative.
Okay. And so this form, we often do see this in a powder or a capsule. Powders are often taken before bed. That's the proof there that magnesium is going to help us relax, get a little bit of a better sleep, right?
Exactly. And there's different ways now to take magnesium. Again, I really would love people to try again if it's something they've experienced a negative effect with. There's a form of, so bisglycinate is my 80% of the people will do the best with the bisglycinate. It absorbs the best and it's the easiest on your system. There's now a form called liposomal, and all that means is they took that magnesium bisglycinate and wrapped it with a liposome, which is a fat, but it's a fat that's similar to our cell membranes.
So it
works at 2 levels. It's one really easy to get into the cell because of that similar liposome. That phospholipid our cells are made of recognize that liposome and want to take it into the cell. It also protects that magnesium in the gut until it can get to the proper place in the GI tract to be absorbed, so that fat around it actually protects the nutrient. And it will have less effect on your bowel. So if you are very sensitive, that liposome will actually reduce the effect on your bowels.
Yeah. And the interesting thing is these magnesiums and this liposomal is available in more than just magnesium. We're seeing this in vitamin C. We're seeing this in zinc as well now, aren't we?
We are, and B12, vitamin D, liposomes are the optimal way to absorb nutrients right now. And they were first used in very expensive medications. So we know mm-hmm. they've been well-studied and well-researched and work very well. One, at protecting whatever nutrient it is, and two, helping it get inside the cell, which is really the toughest part we have.
Okay. And I often find when people switch to these, the little more superior form, they often find themselves taking less. So they might be a little more expensive, but we're just not needing, we're absorbing far more of it. We're not needing to take as much of it.
Exactly. And a significant amount less, like up to 3 to 6 times less because of the absorption rate, which one, oh, wow. makes it definitely cost effective. And two, you can take less of it, have less side effects. And absorb mm-hmm. more of that nutrient easily.
And if you have a hard time remembering, you don't have to remember to take it as often.
That's right.
I always look on the shiny, happy side of things. If you're just tuning into the show, this is the HealthWise Show. HealthWise is located in the Seaway Mall in Welland, and we're open Monday to Sunday for all your healthy shopping needs. As we have moved into the red zone, the Seaway Mall is open Monday to Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, and Sunday, 11 to 5. Some stores have individual hours, so if you have a favorite store, do give them a call and contact, or check out the Seaway Mall webpage because they have all kinds of information as things change. On our show today, we've been talking about magnesium and the forms that we find it in and some of the uses that we have for it. Leanne, another common form that's popular at HealthWise is magnesium malate. Can you tell us what this is and why someone would want this form of magnesium?
Yeah, the malate, again, we're just looking at that second word, which is malic acid. And malic mm-hmm. acid is associated with helping chronic fatigue and chronic pain issues. So okay. I think that's what you would most commonly see it used for in your store.
Mm-hmm. And that is where I see it. I see people with fibromyalgia, yeah. These type of things coming in, and they specifically source out this form of magnesium.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's interesting, eh, that the different things and the different uses that we'll find for all of the different types of magnesium.
We're actually starting to see, mostly in the States, not here yet, but you know we'll get it next, is different combinations of magnesium. And I often get asked, can I take several different types because I want to take the orotate for my heart and the threonate for my brain and the bisglycinate for the rest of my body? And that's yeah. actually an absolutely fantastic thing to do. And in fact, like I said, they're starting to put them together in formulas. The problem sometimes is they take up so much room, it's hard to get the appropriate amount in a capsule, so you often have to take several. Okay. So right now, for example, I take 3 and 8 for my brain activity, which helps with anxiety, stress, attention deficit.
Okay.
Just overall attention and focus. It's used for prevention of Alzheimer's and dementia as well. But I still take a bisglycinate, so I take one of each.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned the 3 and 8. I didn't think we'd get time to get down to there, but we do have a few minutes. And this is a magnesium that we hadn't heard of till probably just a couple years ago. And this is a magnesium that absolutely is being studied for brain and cognitive functioning, isn't it?
Yes, and very rarely in the health food industry do we hear of human trial studies, and 3 and 8 has, I think we're in the third year now for human trials, that it's actually reduced fourth stage Alzheimer's. So it is very effective, very well studied, and it was always my interest in it for those reasons. But now they're showing, because of its effect in the brain, that it plays a huge role in anxiety, calming your body down from the brain, like I said, from the top down. So mm-hmm. it's not just focus and memory, but anything that starts in our brain.
Okay. So for those of us who, you know, there's not really anything wrong right now, but we have a strong family history, this might be a magnesium to consider a preventative or as a prevention supplement.
Yes, that's a perfect recommendation.
And you can take that with some glorious omega-3 fish oil, which I love to talk about because this is another powerhouse for our brain if we're going to talk a little bit about brain right now.
Absolutely, always. That's always your favorite.
You know it. I don't know. Like, I find everything benefits from omega-3. Your skin, your brain, your eyes. Just the more I learn, the more I study, the more I find that's, you know, if you're not going to eat a couple cans of sardines a week, get a really good quality fish oil.
Oh, it's absolutely true. And it's one of those things that's really hard to get good healthy fats in our diet, even as mm-hmm. much as we try. It's very hard on a regular basis to do that.
It is, because I love certain types of fish, but I do not eat them consistent enough to get the level of good fat that I need. And I stress that it is good fat that we need, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we've got enough of the other bad fats going around. They're so easy to get. They like to drop them in everything. So.
They're everywhere. That's unfortunate.
It's so true. And Leanne, the last magnesium that you kind of mentioned as we just had a couple minutes left was orotate. So this is another one our listeners might not have heard about, but you might have flagged their interest. What is that magnesium?
Well, we talked about magnesium having a big role in hypertension and cardiovascular disease. Our heart is basically one big muscle. So magnesium helps the heart in general. The orotate is specifically for the heart, and it actually helps how hard the heart can pump and how much blood you can get out and at what rate. And it's been very well studied on before and after heart attacks. It helps prevent heart attacks, but also helps recovery after one. Okay. And also on the other side of that, it's been used with athletes, with triathletes and marathon runners, that it improves their function of how much blood and oxygen they can pump through their system.
Mm-hmm. Because it is quite interesting how many athletes have, they're so healthy, but then they have such a shortened life expectancy because of how hard what they do can be on their heart, isn't it?
Exactly. And that can be because of the way they're excreting magnesium. Magnesium is excreted in your urine and can be in higher amounts for lots of reasons that they haven't replenished that, which is affects strongly how their heart works and pumps.
Okay. So this has been a great chat about magnesium and some of the different forms and uses. Now, Leanne, when we first start taking a magnesium supplement, it can be really exciting. But as we mentioned, some of it can loosen things up. It's probably a good idea to not go to the maximum dose the first day you try it, right?
Absolutely. Good advice. I always recommend starting things, introducing them slowly. Let your body adjust.
Yeah, because, you know, this, like I said, something new, anything can cause a reaction. So I usually say start with, if it suggests 1 to 2 capsules, just start with one a day for a few days and kind of go from there, right?
Absolutely. And magnesium is available in so many different ways. So you can get, a capsule is a wonderful, easy way to take it, but you can also get it in a liquid, bisglycinate, as well as liposomal bisglycinate. So you can adjust even lower how much you take, or if you're using it for children, you can reduce the amount and just give them 50 milligrams at a time as opposed to going the regular 200 milligram capsule. So you can do a powder, a liquid, a capsule, very easy to adjust.
Yeah. And there's so many choices available. And you've worked with NACA for years now. Now, let's talk a little bit about that, because NACA is a Canadian owned and operated company, correct?
Which I love. And yes, I've been with NACA for 15 years now.
Okay. And we often see things on the NACA label, things that say like GMO-free. They're always testing and they go sort of far beyond what they need to do, correct, to get their product out on the market?
We do. It's fantastic. They have the highest standard of good, it's called good manufacturing practices. We are completely Canadian-owned and operated, and they go above and beyond to make sure that the raw materials that we get in first before we ever start to make your product are of the highest standards.
Okay. And sometimes, and this time of year, right after COVID, some products, we've been having a little bit of a slowdown, and I find some raw materials harder to get right now.
True.
Yeah. But your supply as a Canadian manufacturer compared to some of the U.S. products that I do, and I don't bring in a lot of them, but my fill rates have been fantastic from companies like NACA. So you guys have been really working hard through this pandemic to keep us supplied with things like magnesium and a lot of the beautiful vitamin D and immune products. So thank you, and thank you to NACA for that.
Thank you so much, Julie. That's so nice. And honestly, the thank you has to go both ways, because mm-hmm. it's you and your employees that have been there the whole time so that all of us could come and buy our supplements that we so desperately needed. So thank you.
Oh, thanks. I feel if I would have had to stay home during this, I would have had to chain my fridge door shut.
We would have needed a lot more magnesium too.
Absolutely. Leanne, thank you so much for joining me today. It's been so much fun to talk about one of my favorite health food supplements, the Magnificent Magnesium.
Thanks so much for having me, Julie.
Yeah, and you always provide such great information and easy for our listeners to adapt to and to comprehend. But if you have more questions, you can certainly email me, Julie@healthwiseonline.com. And do check out our website. We're adding our products every day, so you're finding all kinds of choices on there, including most of the magnesiums that we spoke about today. So you can check that out at www.healthwiseonline.com. Remember, we have in-store shopping, curbside pickup, and you can shop online. There's free shipping to certain areas in Ontario. We are open Monday to Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, and Sunday, 11 to 5 for all your healthy shopping needs. I'd like to wish all of our listeners out there a very healthy and happy day.
HealthWise Radio with Julie Beaver, brought to you by HealthWise in the Seaway Mall, Welland. Contact Julie at 905-735-4490. Toll-free at 1-888-889-7444 or healthwiseonline.com.